Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Haim Goodman-Strauss, a math professor at the University of Arkansas. Welcome, Haim.
Hey, thanks, Kyle.
It's the first Sunday in December. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Are you sure? I thought it was March 12th.
No.
It's 3/12 today, isn't it?
No, it's 12/3, and that lends itself to last week's problem.
Ah,
because
sorry.
You were saying
confused.
There were only so many days a conference could be held, an international conference, where...
The date was unambiguous. That's
right.
So we thought we'd have an easier puzzle this week.
You actually had someone email you that thought that you were up to something sly because it was too easy.
Well,
I don't know if they're ever too easy, but the question again was,
how many dates are ambiguous in the sense that you can't be sure if you're dealing with, say, Europeans and Americans, if they were written month, day, or day, month? For example, Thanksgiving was definitely unambiguous because that was 11/23.
Right.
Or 23/11. There's no doubt that 23 is the day and 11 was the month. But today is 12/3.
To us, to Americans, we write it
12/3.
Europeans write it 3/12.
So the question was, how many dates are ambiguous in each year?
And as you pointed out at the end of our conversation last week, Veterans Day, say November 11th, isn't ambiguous.
Yeah, that might have been too much of a clue because that gives it away, doesn't it? So, yeah, so what was the solution?
Well, I mean, you start off with how many, January 1st, 1-1 wouldn't
right.
be, but 1-2, 1-3, 1-4, 1-5, and that adds up to 11.
11 for January.
And then there's 11 in February,
right.
So it's 11 times 12.
That's easy enough.
Yeah. And we're going to turn to an old friend for this week's puzzle.
That's right. So we have today a conversation that we had with Dennis Shasha, the puzzle columnist for Scientific American and the author of several books featuring the great adventures of Dr. Echo. And this is from his latest book, which is available on Amazon, The Puzzler's Illusion.
So, Dennis Shasha.
It's a puzzle about smuggling, so I hope that the moral lesson is okay.
I think that'll be fine.
Excellent. So here's how it goes. There is a merchant who we'll call Mike, who lives in a certain country that has not so great laws, but very high taxes. And this merchant has come into the possession of 50 gold coins. And the merchant would like these gold coins to be deposited in his bank in Zurich, but he doesn't dare leave with them himself on an airplane because the airplanes are highly secure and he might get frisked and then he might lose the gold coins.
Sure.
So he engages a smuggler, whom we'll call Harry, and Harry is not very trustworthy. Mike is quite trustworthy, even though he wants to avoid taxes, but Harry is not so trustworthy, and Mike and Harry have had differences in the past. So Mike says to Harry, "Listen, Harry, I'd like to get these gold coins to Zurich," and Harry says, "Mike, you don't need to worry. You give me any number of gold coins, and I will take them wherever you want, and I will take a commission of only one gold coin." At which point, Mike chuckles a lot, and he says, "Harry, I know you better than that. If I gave you this entire shipment, you would just disappear, and I would never see the gold coins or you again." Harry says, "Yes, you know, I know that I have a bad reputation, and I probably deserve it. But I've been talking to my kids, and my kids have been encouraging me to be honest. And so I'm going to try to give you the following kind of promise, that if you can find for me an arrangement where I would make as much money by being honest as by stealing, then I will be honest." So Mike ponders this for a moment, and he says to Harry, "Harry, you know that I, Mike, am very honest, and so I'm going to propose the following protocol to you. I'm going to divide up my coins into certain packets, and I'm going to send one packet at a time with you, and each time you'll get a commission provided you're honest. If you are dishonest with me once, in other words, if you steal even one of those packets, I will never do business with you again. However, if you are honest with me up till the nth packet, I will send you the nth plus first packet, up to the very last one." So Harry thinks about this, and he says, "Okay, I understand. I will be honest with you as long as you give me as much profit as I would get by stealing." So Mike says, "Okay, very good. I'm going to now divide up my packets in a certain way so that I can get as many coins as possible to Zurich. You will be getting a commission, and you will never have an incentive to steal from me." And the question, the puzzle is, how do you divide up the packets so that Harry will deliver them all to Zurich and Mike will get 36 coins to Zurich?
And Mike, I mean, Harry knows the protocol?
Harry knows the protocol, and Mike's word is good.
If you know what Mike and Harry know, you can email us at mathfactor@uark.edu. Haim, do you have an idea?
Well, I'll have to spend some time on that one. Thanks a lot.
Dennis, thank you very much. Can your book be found online at the usual places, Amazon and places like that?
Oh, yes. And in fact, if you look up The Puzzler's Illusion, which is the last book, you'll see that there are a whole bunch of other books. And some people like those and some of them don't. And you can read the comments and judge for yourself. But I think you'll find them to be fun books.
Dennis Shasha, thank you very much.
Thank you.